From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio this morning. Getting started, Ole Miss and Auburn this weekend, Saturday night from the Plains. Another night game for the Rebels. Doing a lot of those this year after a lot of 11 a.m.s. It's averaging out. It's getting going for Ole Miss and Auburn Saturday. Auburn coming off the loss to LSU. Ole Miss coming off its first of two bye weeks. The second bye week is the week before the Egg Bowl following the LSU Tigers. So we'll talk about that. We'll look at lines for the week. We'll discuss some more things as well. It's Monday's show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. You know that the free gas for your sweepstakes, three more days to do that. It goes through Halloween. It goes through October 31st. All good on the audio, Mr. McCready?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All through October 31st, Mobile Rewards Plus card. Get it. You should have it by now. I've been telling you forever by now. So get it. 8 gallons of gas or more per fill up. Automatically entered into that contest with the Oxford Exxon. They can handle your tailgate, daiquiris, ribs, lunch specials are $4.99, and all that good stuff with the Oxford Exxon. Again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. There's no hassle. There's no haggle. You just get a great quote. And the rest is up to you. You can shop it around. It's certainly your prerogative. Or you can let Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they've done for me and so many others. And that's put you in a Clark Ford today. You'll love the product. You'll love the service after the sale. Corey wants to be a car guy. He wants to be a truck guy. He'll prove that to you. 662-257-1900.
So a bye weekend for the Rebels. The Auburn Tigers competed well, played pretty well in Baton Rouge on Saturday. That line, we'll get to lines in a bit. That line came out at 16 is where it opened. It was at 17.5 the last time that I saw. Not sure where it is now, but it was at 17.5 last occurrence.
It is at, I wrote it down this morning. It's at 18.5.
It's moved that much.
Yeah.
18.5. Okay. Is that where we have it at for the week?
That's where it's going to be.
Okay. 18.5 for us. Halloween on Thursday night as well coming up. Do you miss Halloween? Your kids are older now. Obviously, you're not dressing up as Charlie Brown. You're not doing a lot of trick-or-treating at this point. Do you miss it?
I don't know that I miss it per se. Those were fun times. It was kind of fun to walk around with the kids when they were little and trick-or-treat and stuff. I mean, it'll be different now, obviously.
Yeah, well, a little bit. I don't know. We had multiple events yesterday, and she was excited. It was good. Had multiple costume changes. I think we have 6 costumes for Halloween this year.
Wow. That's an investment.
Well, you have to realize we dress up as Disney princesses every single day, so it doesn't take a lot of accessories to turn that into a Disney princess. She had a wig and all for Elsa yesterday for a couple events.
Elsa's the Frozen.
The blonde-headed yes. Frozen character. Yes. I've noticed, too, that the kids are really big on Elsa instead of Anna. I mean, they have somewhat equal billing in the movie, but kids don't want to be Anna as much. They want to be Elsa. They want to be the Ice Queen for whatever reason. So there's that. She was Jasmine at church yesterday morning.
Okay.
Did that. Still have Toothless that were from How to Train Your Dragon we haven't used yet. But yeah, got a lot of stuff, but I don't know. She was really enjoying it, and it kind of struck me yesterday of that this is probably one of those things where I will miss one day, because especially at her age, at 3, where you're just starting to kind of even understand any semblance of concept, you're going around liking the ghost and the pumpkins and the scarecrows, and there's almost kind of like the eyes are opening into a new world a little bit at 3.
Sure.
So it's, I don't know. I kind of had a little heartstring moment yesterday where I thought this is pretty good. This is cute. This is good. So that's my observation for the weekend. That's the only one I really have.
But I was pleased to find out that Campbell is, they have a big Halloween party in Fayetteville this weekend, and she's getting extra sorority points by being a sober something. So I was pleased.
Well, that is preferable than an unsober something and giving the sorority girls a chance to dress up as possible, depending on your
yeah,
your,
yeah. She's they're dressing up as like a she and like three of her friends are dressing up as like a rap group or something. I saw a picture.
A rap group.
I
didn't
know who
it.
They were. No, I'm not.
Wasn't hip enough for that one.
I'm not hip enough for that at all. But that was fine. I was pleased to, she was doing that, so that would give her also an excuse to leave early because she's got an early class on Friday. Pretty pleased with that.
She does have she has 7:30 class, right?
She has a 7:30 Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And did she choose that, or was it chosen
for
her?
They do your schedule for you there in the business school your first year.
Is this the week enrollment numbers come out? Today's Monday.
I believe enrollment numbers come out Friday.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I had heard that.
I anticipate quite a bit of dizziness.
From all the spinning?
Yes.
So we're getting...
I anticipate feeling quite dizzy.
It's not black coffee. I put one Splenda in my coffee is what I do. I'm not a cream person usually at all. It just doesn't do anything for me, but it's one Splenda. And sugar tastes funny to me too, which I know the argument's weird there. I know some people say, hey, use the real stuff if you're going to use anything, but I want one Splenda.
I've started using now for months now, so it's not started. It's been about 6 months. Sugar in the raw instead of white sugar.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
All good?
All good.
What's the difference? From a taste standpoint, I don't need it in the molecular levels. Not as sweet?
Yeah, not quite as sweet. A little more of a brown sugar taste as opposed to like a white sugar taste.
Okay.
But just not as... And I don't use much.
No, Ole Miss would not hire Hugh Freeze back, reading from the chat this morning.
No, they would not. Nor will any SEC school, in my opinion.
He lost to Rutgers on Saturday.
Saw that.
He'll get bowl eligible, I'm sure. I don't know who's left on the schedule, but yeah, lost to Rutgers. Not a good loss. Rutgers sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time here. There is a perception out there that Hugh Freeze got off easy with the NCAA. Not here to talk about how else he got off. he didn't. He's coaching at Liberty. He's not coaching at Tennessee or Mississippi State or Ole Miss or Arkansas or some of the other schools that I know he would love to coach
at. He's a coach that took Ole Miss to two Access Bowls and is in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah. I mean,
was
he look, the NCAA was unable to hammer him because other people took the fall. Barney Farrar took the fall. Why, I'll never know. Old school code, I think, took the fall. He'll never coach at the college level again. He took the heat. He could have absolutely rolled on Freeze, and he didn't.
Someone in our chat says, well, he's coaching, but Nutt isn't. Nutt isn't coaching because of his win-loss record. It has nothing to do with anything else. Houston Nutt had become unable to coach a winning football team.
Yeah.
Period.
The problem for Houston Nutt is that the last product that he put on the field
was abysmal.
Yeah. And
what train wrecked a program, even beyond the product on the field, completely killed it from an academic standpoint, a discipline standpoint. You had a running back who's now in the NFL that skipped practice the week of Alabama to go fishing. You had a lot of stuff going on from a management standpoint that's keeping Houston Nutt out of football at this point.
Yeah, and his age. His age now is factor. I mean, it's funny because there's a movement, just shows you that all fan bases are insane. There's a movement by some portion of the Arkansas fan base to bring Houston Nutt back because he gave a great speech at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, and it's like, no, that's not it. That's not it. That is not the path. That's not it. You're better off extending.
I mean, if we're going to go down the Petrino road, I still think you're an idiot, but I'd at least listen to you.
Yeah, I would at least listen to the conversation. You'd have to really talk me into it.
Of course.
But going back to a retread is, nope. That's not the path. It's like I got a text from a Cubs fan friend of mine that said, I'm really worried about David Ross being so close to the players. Why not Ryan Sandberg? And it's, why would you think of hiring Ryan Sandberg? Other than sentimentality. So proof that every fan base, no matter what franchise or college, is all the same.
Every school, every franchise, everything, very uncomfortable with the unknown.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Change.
Uncomfortable with the unknown.
Change scares people.
The new guy, the guy we don't at least have some idea of what he's about to do.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That kind of thing. No, you're exactly right. It's why when I mean, here we are. We are, Halloween's going to be Thursday night. Carly Ann's going to do her trick-or-treating, and she's going to wake up on Friday morning, and it's going to be November 1st. That's the way this works. And we're here. We're in decision month. Not just at Ole Miss, everywhere. Lots of places. I did a hot seat meter in 10 Thoughts. First time I've ever done it.
Saw that.
Kind of liked it.
Okay.
A lot of schools have decisions to make. These are not easy decisions. And it's time. And like, at any of these schools, what advice would I give? Oh, hire the best person. Don't get hung up on roots, man. Hire the best person.
If I told you there's two changes in the SEC, would you go Mason and Moorhead? Or would you put Morris ahead of one of those?
Oh, I got to think Morris at some point here soon. Look, they've
0-8 is hard to overcome.
Well, and they've got litmus test Saturday.
What state?
3 o'clock game. Mississippi State in Fayetteville. Let's see what the weather's going to be. Oh, she's going to be a sober monitor. Laura's correcting me. And it's Cheetah Girls. I don't know who the Cheetah Girls are.
Sure.
What was I looking up? Weather?
Weather.
Weather. I've got to clean my phone up. Fayetteville, Arkansas. This weekend. Oh, this is bad pod, but is what it is. So they don't get an excuse. High of 51, sunny. Actually, a beautiful day for football. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's a picturesque, perfect afternoon for football.
Yeah, it's nice. Need a light jacket, but you're not going to freeze. Surely you're not going to get hot. You got beer for sale, wine for sale, seltzers.
Seltzers.
Pretty day. SEC opponent. A winnable game.
It is a winnable game. State has no pulse right now.
70,000 seat stadium. If it's only half full, you've got decisions to make. How much longer can you do this?
Is it – okay, okay. It's all dovetails in. Because you talked about this in 10 Thoughts. We've been discussing Matt Luke for a while. Isn't Arkansas running down the same path, though, of you beat State or I fire you or I don't fire you in a way? Isn't this almost kind of their Egg Bowl game for Chad Morris because it's winnable? Not saying it should be, but isn't that kind of what we're talking about?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't know here. I don't know who the decision makers are here. I mean, it's Chip Morgan's making the big decisions right now, or at least made the last big decision. I don't know what they want. At Arkansas, I don't know who's making the call. Is it Hunter Yevlechek, or however you say his name, the AD? Does he have the authority to make the call?
He came from Houston. Is that right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is he making the call? That's the question. It's going to cost $9.8 million to buy out Chad Morris.
Okay.
How much are you losing?
By not buying out Chad Morris.
Can you sell tickets?
That's the question everywhere. It's what's the net loss or gain? Net.
It's the question at Mississippi State. It's the question at Ole Miss. And some people are saying,
I don't see State firing Moorhead at the end of the year. I can see him leaving. I don't see them firing him at the end of the year.
Hmm. Say they lose to Arkansas, lose to Alabama, beat Abilene Christian, and lose to Ole Miss.
That's 4-8.
4-8. Your program absolutely just crashing and burning in 2 years without Dan Mullen, in a deal where it's not a fit, and in a deal where these Rutgers rumors have come out, and he's not done anything to squash them.
No, he's gotten past them, is what he's done.
Yeah, I watched some of their game Saturday at A&M.
Yeah, I did too.
And I can't remember the female reporter's name, the sideline reporter. She was talking about how she had asked him about it, and he said, you know, it's not an issue inside the team anymore. Well, it's an issue out there. This isn't me knocking him, because obviously you're in no man's land when this happens to you early in the season. you could absolutely say, no, I'm not going.
I will not be the next head coach at Rutgers.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the job. I don't want the job, and I won't take the job if it's offered.
His answer keeps being, well, we really believe in what we're doing here.
It's a non-answer. In other words, the Rutgers thing has smoke. So
look, if you take the Rutgers job, you're simply trying to reset your clock and remain a head coach because you think your next job is as a coordinator again. Because it is the worst Power 5 job in the country.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's awful.
But it resets the clock. It gets you closer to home, and it lets you take another Big Ten.
And they'll pay you $1 million. I don't know.
Oh, they'll pay more than that.
Whatever.
Yeah, they got money. Yeah, Big Ten money.
Yeah.
He'll get 3 years there.
And he's the best they can do.
Yeah, realistically. It's a win for them. He can recruit that area, knows the Big Ten, and now he's been an SEC head coach. You can sell that. I mean, it's not sexy, but what the hell else are you going to sell?
Yeah, Rutgers isn't sexy.
No.
You're just looking for a girlfriend at this point.
Yeah. Just someone to take home at night.
Maybe they'll win a couple, and maybe you luck into your next Greg Schiano or whomever, you know, and move on.
Keep Liberty on the schedule.
Keep Liberty on the schedule. Maybe twice. You know, Liberty plays Mexico State twice. Maybe you could play Liberty twice.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no rule about that.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's what I was going to get at, though, and I mentioned it in 10 Thoughts, and I'm going to do it here. I'm going to do it here a lot. As the Egg Bowl nears and the emotion of that game nears, I mean, I mentioned Mississippi State in 10 Thoughts, and whew, I'm a pariah today in Starkville. Ole Miss cannot let that game become an emotional barometer. The decision to continue on with Matt Luke or to move on from Matt Luke should be made based on a body of work, not off one game. Because one game, anything can happen.
You believe him or you don't. That's it. You believe in the direction and everything from a progression standpoint, or you don't.
Or you don't.
Or you can't afford it.
All of those things. Ole Miss has to decide, okay, it's $6.5 million, give or take some money. Do we got that? Can we do that? And I don't know the answer to that, honestly. And if this season doesn't work out and it goes poorly and it finishes badly, can you sell enough tickets next year to continue? Or do you have to think about abandoning ship? And then for all of these schools, for Arkansas, for Ole Miss, for Mississippi State, for any other school out there, you've got to say, and who can we get? And what's that going to cost? That is absolutely part of the deal. Who can we get?
And know that. Okay. Have a dang good idea.
Got to feel really good about it, which is what makes the Ole Miss thing problematic. It makes me, when people say, what do you think? Well, I think, based on just logic, not information, because I'll be honest, there is no information. You might have a different view on this than I do, Chase, but I mean, I've talked to people who are typically decision makers in the field.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what Ole Miss is doing.
No.
Ole Miss doesn't have an AD today. I'm going to have an interim AD who could become the AD. He absolutely has some support. And I don't know what Keith would do. Frankly, if Keith Carter got the interim tag taken off because of the decision that he made with baseball, he's put himself in a weird spot. Because he did not roll over Mike Bianco's contract. And Mike Bianco was one game from Omaha. He was 8 innings from Omaha. He absolutely was. You can talk about the body of the season, all that stuff is fine. But Mike Bianco's been at Ole Miss for 20 years, 19.
This might be a tease for the next segment. You mentioned that. I think it's such an interesting thing. Because in my opinion, you're in the SEC, you try to win at every sport, period.
Yeah.
You have the money, you should be competitive in every sport.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that, Keith putting himself potentially in a tough spot with Matt because of Mike. Do you grade every sport on the same level? Do you grade every sport from those decision-making standpoints where they bleed into one another when the programs are not equal in a lot of ways?
It's not what I would do. Is it what they'll do? I don't know. I don't.
Ole Miss does not recruit itself in baseball. It has severe limitations. I'll get into more this week. I'm not doing it right now. I'm not in the mood.
Well, I'll do it for you.
Well, you and I need to have a discussion prior to that. We will.
Yeah. But, I mean, before we even had that discussion, I can just say point blank.
You hire the wrong baseball coach and you're Alabama in a year.
Absolutely.
Period.
Period. Can you do better than Mike Bianco? I suppose. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Can you do worse? Oh, absolutely. And if you do, man, the system, the way baseball is done, it is set up for you to become Alabama fast.
And it's getting worse. That's the sneaky part of this that we'll get to.
It's getting worse in large part because some schools are figuring some things out. And Ole Miss, as an institution, either hasn't figured it out or refuses to go down that road. A scholarship is not the same thing at Arkansas as it is for if you're a kid from Dallas, the Metroplex, and you're a baseball player, and you have a 26 ACT, which is a lot of baseball players have 26-ish ACTs. When Ole Miss says, well, we can't do anything about out-of-state tuition, and Arkansas says, we can waive 60% right now. Oh, Fayetteville looking better. Because most people that are making college decisions as it pertains to athletics aren't making them based on emotion.
Yeah. So we'll think about that. We'll continue that conversation in a second. First, about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years. Good time to talk to Jason, 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
The podcast also brought to you by Splinter Creek. Splinter Creek's a gated conservation community 8 miles southwest of Oxford, 75 minutes from the Memphis airport. SplinterCreekMS.com. If you're coming up in November, basketball season is just about here. First exhibition game a week from tonight. The first regular season game a week from Friday. Then we've got a couple more football games in the month of November. If you're coming up, you're thinking about retiring in Oxford, moving to Oxford, you need to look at Splinter Creek. SplinterCreekMS.com. Call 601-898-2772 to schedule a tour with Tom Smith Land and Home Agents today. They've been featured in Garden and Gun, Architectural Digest, Southern Living, and more. It's 34 lakefront lots, ranging in size from 2 to 25 acres, 650 acres of lakes, pine, and hardwood forest, 6 miles of private roads. It's well-maintained, running, cycling, hiking trails, man, everything. It's just really beautiful. This time of year, I can't even imagine how pretty it is. 3 bodies of water. Go out, check it out next time you're in town. SplinterCreekMS.com or 601-898-2772. We're also brought to you by Blue Delta Jeans. Blue Delta Jeans is in Atlanta and Dallas today. They're in Chattanooga tomorrow. Then they're in Little Rock on Thursday and Friday. On Saturday, Blue Delta Jeans will be set up with the Houston, Texas chapter of the Ole Miss Alumni Association at Bungalow Heights for their Ole Miss football watch party. Everyone will have a chance to win a signed baseball from Ole Miss great David DeLucci. So come out for a good time. Get measured for some Blue Delta Jeans. You can also, if you want to set up your own booking, your own fitting, I should say, it's info@bluedeltajeans.com. Dead Soxy, just like you, is disappointed in the Rebels' season, but that doesn't mean you have to lose in your battle against sock slippage. Unlike their beloved Rebels, they don't lose. With their patented technology to prevent both crew and no-show socks from slipping to their custom sock design program, Dead Soxy is always winning. So kickstart some positive vibes into your wardrobe. Head over to deadsoxy.com, DeadSoxy.com, and enter the code REBELGROVE at checkout for 30% off your entire order. And as always, stay soxy.
Podcast is brought to you by Visit Oxford. VisitOxfordMS.com is the website. Bookmark it. Check out everything going on in town every single week. Ole Miss not at home, back for football. But still stuff going on. Family Fall Festival, October 29th. Drew Hookem and the Neighbors tonight at the Ford Center. The Halloween cookie decoratings at the Graduate on the 29th. A lot of Halloween stuff going on. You can find all that at visitoxfordms.com/events. Thacker Mountain Radio on Thursday night. And then the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Powerhouse. Got a screening for that on Halloween night as well. So again, visitoxfordms.com/events. So kind of last thought there. They shouldn't. It kind of does perception-wise. But I mean, I guess my point, this is an extreme example. Kansas isn't treating their football coach and their basketball coach on the same level as far as what they do with contracts,
oh,
obviously.
God, no. Any more than Kentucky does. Kentucky doesn't hold Mark Stoops to the same standards that it holds John Calipari.
Right.
Really, those two programs are very similar. Just be competitive if you can. I mean, Les Miles is going to take Kansas to a bowl game.
Are they going to find six?
I think they're going to get to six.
It's a big win for them.
And they're real close to better than that. He's done a good job. Les is good. Les is a good coach. A little weird, a little goofy, but a good coach.
I know you might be getting some buffering. There's some drop frames. I don't know. It's an internet thing. Nothing to do about it. Problem with Keith, what?
It'll speed back up.
Yeah, and I'm cutting myself off wireless. I'm trying to do a couple of different things that I can do to maybe did it, but I'm getting red dots right now, which is not good. Point being, Keith's negative, in my opinion, from this standpoint that we're discussing, is the biggest negative, which is he's already been here, so no matter when it is, if it's prior to the end of the football season, he still would be saddled with a decision.
Yes.
He doesn't get that, oh, I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
He's been here for years. Yeah. Been the acting AD for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's why I think if it's going to be an outsider, I think they're going to wait. That way a new person comes in and he or she says, yeah, I just got here. I mean, I've seen one game. I haven't had a chance to talk to everybody. There's no way I can make that call. I don't know the finances right now. Yeah, you touched on this for the people who aren't reading. You can't make a deal for athletics as it pertains to academic scholarships that don't apply to the rest of the student body.
For non-equivalency sports that don't have full scholarships. Right. The athletes have to be able to get the same deal that any student anywhere would get at that school.
And vice versa.
So for Ole Miss to make a decision like this, they have to say, no, we're going to waive a lot of out-of-state tuition across the board, not just for baseball players, tennis players, golf players, all that kind of stuff. So that's the thought there.
And after the numbers come out Friday, they might have to do that.
Here's the catch. And again, I'll get into this in more detail because I wasn't necessarily wanting to do it today. Those schools, though, have to also figure out at what point does it become a financial liability.
Right.
Because there's some of them that go, hey, we'd love to do that, and we are doing that. I can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
We literally have to pay our bills with as much out-of-state tuition as possible. So it's a fine line there. I think a lot of schools are kind of doing a lot of it, not doing a lot of it, trying to figure it out, moving it around a little bit, figuring out where that happy medium comes. But the problem with Ole Miss right now is it's completely inflexible. It's not doing anything to try to find that happy medium. It's just sitting pat right now. That's the problem. So, you know, I mean, there hasn't, you know, there's, it's where, look, I know a lot of people are leaving and a lot of people go, hey, it's great that so-and-so's going, so-and-so's going. You need people in those places. You need decision makers. I mean, Ole Miss is a skeleton staff right now across the board.
Yeah.
The Lyceum's got empty seats. The athletic department's got empty seats. You need people. I mean, they're just trying to hang on right now until some of these people get hired. I mean, it's a mess, frankly. I'll be honest.
Yeah, multiple people sort of filling Michael Thompson's old role.
Yeah, they're just combining people and say, you do this, I do this, whatever. There's no continuity. It's all over the place. Yeah.
Keith is filling Ross's old role, which means that Keith's old role is sort of gone empty.
They never, you know, they moved Michael and Keith around. They did some structural changes. They never really replaced Ponder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fewer bodies all the way around for Ole Miss right now.
No, there's a lot for them to fix. There's a lot for them to address. And good news is they hired a guy with a strong plan. He's ready to roll. A big plan.
Just hadn't seen it yet. Waiting to unveil it.
He's telling people that he hadn't been here long enough to make it a plan.
Must have been really impressive interviews.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, one of the things that I've learned that was really cool, I learned that where they did those interviews, they did some fancy decorating on the last day.
A little secrecy.
Did some butcher paper up on the windows, which kind of feels like it's unnecessary since everybody already knew
all the candidates
who was going to be there. Because,
well, no, they said they didn't announce candidates. That was just a leaked list. They can't confirm that was actually the list.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, there was no official statement on those being the candidates. It could be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Man, I need to stop being so cynical and skeptical.
it's funny because the I talked to a lot of people yesterday just at the events for Carly Ann and stuff. I mean, you know, I had a lot of the same conversations over and over and over again. A lot of Chancellor stuff, a lot of AD stuff or whatever. And your thought processes have been pushed forward and are shared by so many Ole Miss fans right now of, I'm not ruling shit out. Like, yeah. I mean, we'd have the conversations, and so many times somebody would go, well, that couldn't. And they'd get like halfway through it and go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anybody's in this thing. No, yeah. That's possible. Sure. That's like,
people tell me, well, I'll tell you what won't happen. I'm like, how are you going to tell me what's not going to happen? I'm telling you everything's on the table until it's not. You know, Puffy says Ford Dye should be ashamed. I'll tell you what I think Ford Dye should have done. I think Ford Dye should have resigned. He should have walked away and then probably gone public with, this was not what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, I have nothing to believe whatsoever that Ford Dye pulled all these strings. Nothing.
No, I think Chip Morgan pulled the strings. Ford Dye ultimately went along with it, which makes him complicit. He does not get that pass. That's over. The people who are angry at him have every right to be angry at him. He decided at the end of the day that he wanted to maintain his seat at the table, and he's telling people that, hey, you know, they got the right guy. Well, if you all believe that it was the right guy, then why in the world you did not go through the process, which would have eliminated so much
because
of this?
Because he wouldn't take it. He just wouldn't take it. We begged him. It's amazing how the guy who's not actually a candidate got the more nominations to be the guy than anybody else. Although you don't actually release the list of how many nominations anybody got. It's just, hey, he got an overwhelming amount. What?
Nothing.
I started your Wicked Game podcast.
Yeah.
I was listening to the first one while I went for a run yesterday. And I started laughing hysterically while I was going around the neighborhood to the point people probably thought I was psychotic because I thought, it's a lot of it's not, but in my head, I went, you know, they had to beg George Washington to be president. You know, I mean, George Washington said no multiple times about being the first president. He said, hey, he's just trying to go to Mount Vernon,
yeah.
Just trying to get on with his days.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been looked down upon to really apply for it or like, look, you know, that was not noble back in the 1780s.
On today's episode of the Oxford Exxon podcast, Chase Parham
compared Glenn Boyce to George Washington. Yes.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
It allows us to put a George Washington picture out front. We've never done that.
We never have.
We've done a room full of 48 Santa Clauses. We've done a lot of things. We haven't done that one. So
George Washington out front on rebelgrove.com today. When people look at our site around the network, they're always bewildered. Like, what are they doing over there? How does that work?
We've said this so many times. You should see our picture admin compared to everyone else's.
Yeah, ours is like everything under the sun. And you go to another one and it's just those players.
Yeah. Boyce's mustache is going to go in the annals of Washington's teeth at some point. It's all the same.
Yeah. But no, that was the decision that was made. And so no one knows. Glenn Boyce has never made a AD hire. I guess he could hire himself.
And now, look, we're making fun of the lack of plans and all that, and it should be made fun of.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely. It's inexcusable.
I will give him a little credit here, just from a standpoint of it's not a nuclear meltdown bad decision. Had he gone through this AD process and go, no, I'm the guy, I'm going to make this decision, he'd be even more out of touch with everything. He appears to be talking to competent, correct people to try to put a plan together. Now, he should have already had a plan. I'm not debating that. I'm just saying he's not pushing the red button and just going, hey, I got this.
It is
I will
bizarre,
give him a little
though.
Credit there.
It is bizarre that he knew for months he was taking this job. Talked to other candidates so that he could take their ideas.
But he's not taking it. That is one problem I have a little bit here. Because I agree with you. This has been done for a while.
Are you arguing he didn't know it?
No. I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
I'm saying, but isn't there some sort of logically, I'm having a hard time with the spot in the middle. I feel like we're missing a step somewhere. Because, in all seriousness,
I'm
how can you
I'm
have
listening.
Everybody's, and he did, How can you have everybody's packet? How could you know all this stuff, yet you're not using any of their ideas? What's the, does that not compute to you weirdly a little bit?
It's weird. Is it arrogance? Is it stupidity? Is it we're trying to trick people? I mean, what is it?
I mean,
because
I asked Robbie Robbins this, and I asked him this, and I asked so-and-so this, and I asked Chip Pickering this, and I don't know, pick your candidate.
Yeah.
It would be easy to go home at night, anybody would, and go, okay, well, here's kind of the best of what this guy said, this guy said, hey, I got a plan.
Well, I mean, literally.
That's strange to me.
If you told me today that I had 8 months or whatever
it was. If I got my hand on the camera, I'm sorry. I'm waving my hand around. Go ahead.
If you told me I had 8 months or however long, 6 months, whatever, to put together a plan to take a job that I was not qualified to take.
Sure.
And I was going to get to talk to people who were qualified, pick their brains over dinner, all my expenses paid for, all that stuff.
Making $100+ an hour, whatever Adam said it was.
Yeah, $180
an hour. Yeah, I don't know, something like that.
My point is, I would be able to go back after I had dinner in, I don't know, say Nashville with one of the candidates one night. I'd be able to go back to my hotel room and write down some ideas. I'd be able to put some ideas together so that when the day came for me to take the job, I'm a hell of a lot more ready for it than I was 6 months earlier. Now, I'm not ready for it, but now at least I have some ideas. And when people say, well, do you have a plan? Yeah, I kind of have a plan. Here's my thoughts.
That's my point, because that's what I would have done was had, if I'm Glenn Boyce, whether I knew it ahead of time or I didn't, I don't know, that's up to you. I would have gone home after I'm appointed, gotten out a legal pad and said, okay, I've got some ideas of my own. And then I've talked to a ton of smart people who all wanted this job.
Yeah.
Here's my plan for recruitment. Here's my plan for the AD. He asked multiple candidates who they would hire as the AD and the football coach. I got a list of names now. Even if I don't know these cats, I got a list of names. You know what I mean?
Yes. My point.
Yeah. Whether you knew it or you didn't know it ahead of time, it's really irrelevant, to be honest. It's really irrelevant.
Yeah,
you still
you have
the information.
Yeah.
Once you have it, it would be easy just to put something together.
And I'm not judging this on his Twitter feed, but he hasn't tweeted since like May. You're now UM Chancellor.
Oh, that Chancellor account hasn't tweeted since May?
Yeah. You need to tweet.
Well, it was locked there for a while. It was private.
You need to be more public than this.
Engagement so far has been in the Grove, I think, and that tip-off club, which was done in front of a very friendly environment.
Yeah. But you have to have, you got to be more public than this.
I mean,
even if you're going to get booed, go get booed.
Get it over with. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm really being honest here. Get it over with.
But you can't hide. The hiding is worse than getting booed. Yes, you're going to get booed. Yes. It's not just you getting booed, although you deserve to be booed also.
No, you're getting booed on behalf of the IHL.
When the only media that you do is the Rebel Yell Hotline with the promise that you will only talk about athletics, you're hiding.
And Paul Gallo,
who is extremely friendly, very conservative. I didn't know who he was. I've done a little research, and he's like, come on.
Well, I mean, some of the Twitter account, woo.
But I'll tell you what, he's got, again, Thursday night, Carly Ann and all the other little princesses and dragons and ghosts and ghouls are going to go out and they're going to get their Reese's peanut butter cups and their Snickers and stuff. And they're going to wake up on Friday morning and go to kindergarten or pre-K or whatnot. And it's going to be November and it's going to be time to make decisions, man. It's decision-making time. And you have to have some conviction behind it. You can't just kick this can down the road and wait and see what happens. Because here's the deal. Here's the thing I'm going to say about the football coaching deal. At some point, if you're going to keep Matt Luke, come out and tell people why. Do the guy a favor and support him in a public way, not in a vote of confidence way. And if you're not going to keep Matt Luke, then make that decision and make it publicly and make it with some conviction so that you tell the fan base, here's why we're not doing what we're doing and here's what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. It's really all people want to hear. Don't do that deal where you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. Do it the way Theo Epstein did it with Joe Maddon. Stood there with him in St. Louis on that last day of the season and said, this is the decision that we've made. And here's why. And Joe's my buddy, and we just had a bottle of Camus, and we talked about the good times, and we talked about what worked, but it's time for a change. Now we're going to go conduct a search, and Joe's going to be competed for, and he's going to get a gig.
Mickey Callaway, by the way, his pitching coach.
Yeah. So maybe that's not the decision that everybody agrees with, but you're transparent. Don't put butcher tape up over the windows and conduct some private meetings and just assume that all the rubes are going to follow along. They're not. Yes, there will be a couple of media outlets that will absolutely fillet you all the way to the end, no matter what, as long as you're wearing the colors. Most people won't go that route. It's like there's nobody over there with PR 101 in the background. Unless he's sort of like Trump in a way. Where I know, because we know one of them, there are smart people telling him, here's how you should present this. And he says, man, I'm going to do it my way. And if that's the case, good luck. Because if it's just a couple of people running this thing, and the emphasis is on we must have somebody with Mississippi ties and all of those things, if you're going to limit your football coaching search to that and you're going to limit your athletic director search to that, I don't know how far you're going to get. I don't know how good it's going to be.
Look, we're having this conversation every day in a lot of ways. And like I said, I've talked to a lot of people just running into them over the weekend. Ole Miss is at a crisis point. Fans, alumni, donors. The approval rating on this process is less than 10%.
Yes.
Less than 10%. I've asked multiple people who talk to a lot of former students, alumni, donors. Less than 10%. Over and over and over again, that's the number that I've been hearing. That equals real dollars, lost dollars. You know, I've got more intimate knowledge of the journalism school than a lot just because of what I do. Millions hanging in the balance just for that one school, not to talk about the rest of the university.
And that's not one of the big cash cows for Ole Miss.
No, not at all.
Right.
No, I mean, it needs funding, but no, obviously not.
Sure.
Point being, you can get people back. Tug on some heartstrings. It's
of course.
A college has a lot more heartstrings than pros do.
Of course.
But no, it's a crisis point. No one seems to recognize the crisis. That's the problem here. Or they don't care, one or the other. As long as it's their Ole Miss, they don't really give a shit about the rest of it.
Yeah.
It's the way it comes off.
Yeah.
And I've got kind of one more thought on that. We'll come back to it in a second because otherwise we're going to run crazy here. So just hold that. I'll tease it. I'll be back in a second. First, tell you about Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy on South Lamar in Oxford. Flu vaccine is available with $0 copay on most insurance plans. No one has time to wait in line for their work pharmacist, the chain drugstores. So stop by one of the locally owned pharmacies where they have multiple pharmacists available dedicated to getting you in and out as quickly and painlessly as possible. South Lamar Boulevard for G&M, Holly Springs on the square for Tyson Drugs. 662-236-2222.
We'll have picks up on Thursday. We're not picking any NFL game. Saints are off. Chase rode with the Saints. They actually won. He proved that it's not all about him. Go figure. Those picks are brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap, located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment, featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations. Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders online receive $25 off any order totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square and head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford. Podcast also brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust, based in Madison, Mississippi, represents clients in more than 20 states, has advisors in multiple states as well. Founded in 1997, Pinnacle Trust provides detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more. At Pinnacle Trust, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle Trust will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan that's built just for you. To learn more about Pinnacle Trust, go to pintrust.com. That's PINNtrust.com. Mention you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the podcast. You'll get 10% off your first year's fee. I'll be asking for questions for my mailbag later in the morning. The mailbag is brought to you by the Weston Jackson. They're also a sponsor of this here Potato Log podcast. The Weston Jackson is a Marriott property located in downtown Jackson. It's home to Soul Spa, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. Indulge in personalized massages, signature facials, soothing body treatments, and much more on their extensive spa list. And then head over to Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro. Enjoy their creative craft cocktails, their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Chef Caden's mission is to connect guests with the community through local partnerships. So gather at Estelle tonight.
Before I go back into that conversation, Ole Miss Baseball tweeted out something 25 minutes ago. Everybody talks about Mike Bianco. We did it a minute ago with some of the baseball stuff. Here's why the majority of his supporters go, no, 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 we're good. Since 2001, the second most 500 or better seasons in SEC play. Carolina's got 16, Ole Miss has 15, Florida has 15, LSU has 15.
Yeah.
Never sucks. That is why.
That's why.
No. Everybody else has that 8-22 year. He doesn't have it. That's for the people that really, really support him, that's the main reason why. You're in it.
Yep.
Get there, be competitive, make the tournament, as Mike says. Go from there. Okay, here's my point. Donors are in a weird spot right now. And I know what you're going to say. In a lot of ways, you're right, but it's more complicated than this.
Okay.
They're struggling a little what to do because the only way to make a difference is to withhold cash. That's the only way to get anybody's attention long term. Ole Miss is not in a position where it needs cash withheld for anybody as an institution standpoint. It needs help right now. When donors are making this decision, you're not punishing the IHL by withholding cash, even though that's your only voice you have.
Right.
Ole Miss didn't hire Glenn Boyce. The IHL did.
Yeah.
So there's no way to directly impact the people who actually made the decision. So when you're pissed off about it, you don't have an easy answer. You know what I mean? You've got this weird thing where, hey, here's what I can do. But that's not really doing anything to the people who actually made the call. You're not boycotting in a place there. So it's, hey, I can step all the way out, but what is that doing? And you know what I mean?
I do.
It's weird for me.
I don't know if I'm a donor, what decision I'm making right now. You're right. I'm unable to punish the people that made the decision. I'm unable to punish Chip Morgan, Ford Dye, Glenn Boyce, the people behind this. I'm unable to get to them. But if I just march in lockstep, I'm giving them ultimately, I'm going along with what they're banking on. Because absolutely, what they were banking on is that it wouldn't get covered and that it would eventually get forgotten.
And that's still what's banking on. Eventually, everybody will shut up and get back to it.
It's my understanding they're a little surprised that it's still going. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I know Ole Miss plays a football game on Saturday. That's an SEC game against the nationally ranked team. I'm far more interested in what happens at the football game 7 days after that.
We always talk about jobs we wouldn't want and how ours isn't that bad. I can't imagine being a development person at Ole Miss right now, going into homes, asking for gifts, and them going, hey, about this chancellor thing. And as an employee of the university, having to come up with some answer for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm sure they can't bash the hire, but at the same time, you can't pee down the donor's leg and act like it's raining either. You know what I mean? That is a fine line that I don't know how I would approach it.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kids that are just getting their hours in,
making the cold calls.
Yeah, boy. That's like the kid was, there's a kid making cold calls for Tate Reeves the other day in our neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, there's a lot of hood signs that are up from people who normally would not be Jim Hood voters, frankly. And I felt bad for the kid. He's like, can I hand you this? I was like, nah, man, I don't want that. Good luck.
I'm good.
I mean, yeah.
We hadn't heard back from the Republicans yet?
No.
Okay. Are you starting to think that's not going to be a thing?
I think had it been, was it Waller? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have done it.
Oh, 100% yeah. Done.
He has.
Yeah. I could have made that happen.
He has family in this neighborhood.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a problem.
No, not at all.
I have not received any word back yet either.
I don't think they're going to. Like I said.
Don't think that's the thing?
I don't think it's happening.
Okay. Let's get into full football. We've talked about that enough until tomorrow, and we do it again. And then Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then Friday. And
what's what I left 10 know. Thoughts with was, I can't remember the last time, honestly, that I just covered a football game. I think it was the Sugar Bowl.
What do we have? About 4 months of normalcy, maybe, in the last 6 years?
Oh, if that. But I can't remember the last time I covered a football game.
That's true, because Matt was, I guess in theory, right after the sanctions were announced until all this happened. Normal-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had a football coach. You didn't have an interim. Vitter was still here.
It was normal-ish.
Yeah.
Except we were hearing stuff.
Well, that's my point. I think it's from November or December, whenever the sanctions were released in 2017.
Yeah.
Until the day that you put out the Vitter tweet in May of 18. I think that's our only normal period since 2013.
Maybe so.
Good gosh.
Yeah.
Like Ross or don't like Ross, he came in kind of wanting to be the George W. Bush domestic AD, if you will. Had a lot of war. Didn't go as planned. I mean, dude was here like 4 months before Adrian Wiggins happened.
So today on the podcast, Chase has compared Glenn Boyce to George Washington and Ross Bjork to George W. Bush. Listen, when I got up this morning, that's not the direction I thought we'd go. But hey, you just never know.
Sure, we can talk Tiger. Won his 82nd PGA Tour event yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he tied Sam Snead for the most ever PGA Tour titles.
Good for him.
In Japan last night.
Well, it counts.
Yeah. He's going to win more. He's not done. Played well. He's going to make the President's Cup team. He's going to pick himself. I don't think Ross would throw a shoe at me.
No.
I just compared him to a president. What's he want?
Yeah, you compared him to a president whose father is a former president who's buried right there at Texas A&M. I do want to go to that
library.
Yeah.
I've never been to that one.
I haven't been to that one either.
Should have been something I did while I was over there, and I just didn't.
Yeah. I'd like to do that one. I'd like to do George W.'s. I'd like to do Clinton's.
Yeah. Clinton's was good.
Obama hasn't set one up yet, right?
I don't think so. I'm assuming it'll be in Chicago, right?
I would guess.
Or that area.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where that sits. Ole Miss's opening opponent next year. Baylor, they play West Virginia at home. They are 17-point favorites. They're going to win that one. They're still unbeaten, right?
Yes.
Okay. Matt Rhule doing one hell of a job.
Yeah.
He's
like,
good.
If you told me...
You could have one dude?
No, but if I were the AD...
Yeah, here.
And I don't like my chances to be the AD here.
Hey, we already said we're not ruling anything out.
Nope. I guess that would be... Now, that would be on the crazy scale of crazy, but one of the first calls I would make would be I'd surreptitiously reach out to Matt Rhule's people and say, just out of curiosity.
You want out?
If the SEC West came calling... I wouldn't worry about whether he had ever been to Mississippi before. That wouldn't factor in.
Saddle up. We're going to send the jet.
You wish that we would share what Ross has shared about all this off the record? Well, that would be violating Ross. That would be bad journalism. I'll just say this, that if I could tell you all everything that I've been told off the record about the chancellor search, you would light your torches, grab your pitchforks, and you would march on the Lyceum.
I don't know that you're being overly hyperbolic.
I'm not being hyperbolic. You would absolutely be so angry that you would not be able to control it. And Ross Bjork has not been one of my sources on
we
that.
We couldn't write the entire thing. Pooling everything we've been told, we could write a hell of a 10 first chapters of a book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, ooh. Ole Miss's opponent next year, also UConn, 26-point underdogs at Navy. They're awful. By the way, Ole Miss is just doing them a favor. They get a game, and then like somebody else is like paying somebody else. It's a weird, convoluted structure.
Yeah, it was like a
deal between UConn and Middle Tennessee in a way.
Yeah, it's just like a big trade.
Yeah,
yeah,
because it gets UConn games. UConn has to fill out all their weeks where they had a Big East game because they're no longer in the Big East.
Right.
So they've got to do that.
Yeah.
That feels like a disaster for them.
I wouldn't want to be marching with the ranks of the independent right now in today's college athletics.
I need a home.
Unless I'm Notre Dame, and even then, I'm a little antsy.
If you're, because BYU's a lot step up than even UConn. And
yeah, it's not working.
It's shaky.
Yeah.
A&M plays UTSA. Is Frank Wilson still there? Or is he somewhere else? I don't even know.
I don't know. I think he's still there.
Is he?
I think.
Okay. A&M minus 38 in this one. Yeah, sure, whatever. They played well against State. State was bad. A&M played pretty well on Saturday. I thought A&M kind of showed a little pulse on Saturday.
I thought Mon played well. I think they're still playing hard. I think they play for Jimbo. State looked awful. Frankly, the quarterback, what's his name with the beard?
Schrader.
He plays his butt off. Otherwise, they'd be in real trouble. He tries really hard. There's some kids on their defense, frankly, including one at linebacker, who look completely checked out.
Mm-hmm.
They are not playing hard.
Liberty will find its sixth win this week. They are at UMass. They are 21.5-point favorites against the Minutemen on Saturday. Michigan coming off.
Hey, Hugh Freeze and the woman that used to work here, they can have a conversation.
Oh, she hasn't started yet.
Is she not there yet? No. Oh, okay. No, that's too bad.
Brandy Hepner, LeBlanc.
They could have had a fun conversation.
I think they see eye to eye on a lot.
I'm guessing they don't.
Michigan with a huge win over Notre Dame. They are at Maryland. They'll win that one on Saturday.
I'm going to give Michigan some credit here.
Yeah, you're right.
They played really well. They had a good plan. Patterson played one of his better games.
No doubt.
100%. Credit where it's due.
Let's see. Notre Dame, speaking of, they'll win this Saturday. They're playing Virginia Tech. Talk about a star fallen, Justin Fuente. Yeah. He was the name.
Well, it just shows you when you're hot,
yeah.
Strike.
Well, look, because I skipped over this name a second ago. He got paid, so it worked out. Jeff Brohm, they're like 2-6.
Yeah.
Purdue's awful.
Yeah.
But they avoided him going to Louisville off 1 year, and
he got his money.
He's a top 10 paid coach in the country.
Got his money.
At Purdue.
Hey, only in America.
The paycheck's coming.
No, Avery, I don't think it's happening because renting a hospital bed has proven to be a very difficult thing and a very expensive thing to do.
Really?
Yes.
Have you put out feelers, though, asking people for assistance?
Kind of done that.
Really?
I've had people tell me they'll help, but then they haven't.
You haven't actually seen the help?
Yeah.
The cocktail party is this weekend, although I don't think they actually call it that anymore. I think they have to be a little more PC than that. Georgia and Florida in Jacksonville.
Huge game.
This thing opened with Georgia a 4-point favorite. It's down a half point to 3.5 for the Bulldogs and the Gators.
Yeah, that's what we've got. Georgia, 3.5-point favorite.
Okay.
I
don't know where I'm going with this one yet. I'm a little undecided on this game. I think it's a weird spot for Georgia. Jake Fromm's got to be better. Offensively, their offense looks like they're in the Stone Ages.
I'm leaning towards the Gators.
They've got
one.
The best offensive line in the country, potentially. Florida's really good on their front seven defensively. They can muck this thing up a little bit.
Well, Dan's done a good job.
Yeah.
This is the kind of game he wins, frankly. And I don't really like what I've seen from Georgia. Like, I'll be honest, I think Auburn's going to beat Georgia. That Auburn defense is so good, they can take a dimension away. LSU had two dimensions, and so ultimately they scored enough to win the game Saturday. Georgia's one-dimensional right now, and Auburn will take that dimension away. Tell you what, the bloom will be off the rose a little bit with Kirby if he loses to Florida and Auburn and doesn't get to the championship game and they're playing in the Outback Bowl or something.
Mm-hmm. Where potentially Justin Fields is playing for a national championship. Because I do still think Ohio State's the best team in the country.
Did you watch any of their game?
I did a lot, yeah.
They absolutely curb stomped a good Wisconsin
team. I'm very mixed on whether I think Alabama or LSU is better. I think it's a coin flip. I think Ohio State, though, is one, and one of those two teams is two.
I think I agree.
They're so similar that I'm having a hard time really separating them. But I think Ohio State is a little ahead.
I would like to see that offense go against a defense with SEC speed.
Of course.
But they've got weapons. And I'm that defensive end for Ohio State.
Yeah, the kid that's actually on pace to break the NCAA record or right there at it, which is held by Terrell Suggs when he was at Arizona State.
I have a Heisman vote, and right now, he might have it.
The defense guy.
I'm supposed to vote for the best player in college football.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best one I've seen this year. He dominated. He absolutely disrupted everything Wisconsin tried to do in every phase of the game.
I would send him to New York. I would send Burrow to New York, and I'd have one more vote to pick my other guy, and I'd have to figure it out. That's what I would do.
Well, Tua can get back in that conversation next Saturday.
Yeah. Justin Fields is in the conversation.
For sure. And Burrow is definitely in the conversation.
That loss Saturday ends my Oklahoma quarterback vote.
That's done.
Yeah, I'm done. It's done. Jalen's out. That was a bad look. By the way, speaking of Kansas State, they're only a 6.5-point favorite against Kansas in Lawrence this weekend.
Almost put that game on picks. Didn't do it, but thought about it.
Okay. TCU with a big win over Texas. They're in Stillwater as a 4.5-point underdog on Saturday. I like Schadenfreude a little bit. So on Saturday, I did go over to Orange Bloods. They were not handling that well on Saturday night.
Were they not?
I love the losing message boards around the Rivals Network. Texas is one of my favorites when they lose. Between that and Oklahoma on Saturday, you could pop some popcorn, sit back, and watch the threads roll. At one point, I actually give Jeff Ketchum credit. He made a post that said, "Have at it. Anything goes in this thread except below the waist nudity." And left it alone for 24 hours and said, "You guys, get it out of your system in this thread.
Bring your boobs. Yep.
Yeah, anything you want other than below the waist nudity, get at it."
Boobs made an appearance at the World Series game last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see this.
Yeah. Two, maybe three. Like Instagram model people flashed the camera.
Really? That's a thing now?
Yeah, they've all been banned also.
Well, that's fine. We'll just get somebody else to do it next. Well, I'll finish talking football and the picks in a second. First, about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape. Premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi, but a lot more as well, from custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces, paper patios, or forestry mulching, and much more. The path to your dream backyard, easier than you think. Go MasterCuts.com for a free quote, or that same free quote at 662-607-7773. That's GoMasterCuts.com.
The podcast also brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you've been thinking about a golf trip, anniversary trip, family vacation, like I'm kind of sort of planning right now, I suggest that you do what I've done, which is get in touch with John. What I did was I gave him some parameters. I gave him some ideas. I gave him a budget, and he's going to get me some ideas here in the next few days. And then we'll go from there. You can do the same thing. You don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows him to supply his clients with added values, unique benefits that are simply not available to other travelers. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off the first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. It's a podcast that's also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent, big part of Savannah Square. You can check that out at SavannahSquareOxford.com. It's about 7/10 of a mile from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. What you can do is get in touch with Harry, 662-801-5621. And when you're coming up for basketball, for football, whatever, over the next few weeks, let him show you some of the different homes that are in different stages of development out there. He can also show you the model home at 215 William Street. Again, 662-801-5621. And we're brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you can want, all with a personal touch. OUB also offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa, and with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers, 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000 and refund ATM fees nationwide. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
So getting on with picks a little bit, or at least lines. I keep saying picks. That's not correct. Rutgers, a 3-touchdown underdog to Illinois on Saturday. The Illini are a 3-touchdown favorite in a Big Ten game. It says more about Rutgers.
It does, but it also tells you Illinois lost a couple of games early in the season.
They're better.
They lost a couple of games early that I think if they had back, they'd be going bowling this year.
Your ULM Warhawks are 1-point underdogs to Arkansas State and Monroe this weekend.
What's our record?
I can look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I got it.
State and Arkansas, it's a 7-point line. State by 7 in Fayetteville, Arkansas trying to not go winless in the SEC 2 years in a row. What do you think? What's your early indication on this?
I think State wins because Arkansas's just so bad. They're just awful.
I get it was Alabama, but that was no pulse. Didn't even try. It's 41-0 at halftime, and that was with Alabama not playing well the first 10 minutes of the football game. It was just a rollover.
Yeah, it was 41-0 at the half.
And Bama completely quit.
ULM is 3-4 overall, 2-1 in the Sun Belt.
Good 3 o'clock game potentially on Saturday out in the Pac-12, Utah at Washington at 3 p.m.
Don't you think we got to fire Matt Viator? We just got to get rid of him. I mean, this is crap.
Not competing in the Sun Belt. You were all about Viator a couple years ago.
I know, but
things change.
It's inexcusable. I mean, we lost. I mean, look, all we've done is we beat Grambling. Everybody beats Grambling. We beat South Alabama. Everybody beats them. And we beat Texas State. We lost by 45 to App State. We play Arkansas State this week. Georgia State, Georgia Southern, Coastal Carolina, and then Louisiana Lafayette. Unbelievable. Hurts me to my core.
Tulane lost a game to Navy on the last play of the game on Saturday. I actually flipped over to watch the final drive while I was sitting around. Navy kicked a field goal in the last play to beat Will Hall and Willie Fritz and the boys down in the Garden District. Ole Miss and Auburn, again, it opened, it's around 18.5 right now. Still.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of points. I just don't know that Ole Miss can score.
It's a lot of points. I don't know that Ole Miss can – yeah, exactly. That Auburn
– Odd Shark is predicting – and if Ole Miss scored this many, frankly, I'd be kind of impressed. Odd Shark predicting a 36-22 Auburn win.
I don't know that Ole Miss can get to 22.
That's an order.
I could see giving up 36. Saw where Gus Malzahn yesterday was asked a lot of questions about Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's sticking with him. Did basically what they asked him to do.
If you'd like a money line on this game and you think there's a chance Ole Miss wins, the best money line you can get is 675, meaning you bet 100 to win 675. If you want to win 100 on Auburn, you got to put up 1,050 on the Tigers.
It tells you Vegas does not like Ole Miss's chances at all to win the game.
Well, what they're doing is certainly punishing you if you want to just bet on Auburn and pick the favorite.
Right.
I actually thought that Ole Miss line would be the money line would be a little higher to try to get people to grab it. That's actually not quite high enough from a value for a lot of people to go, here's 100 just for the heck of it. If that thing's at 800, 900, something like that, you go, it's an SEC game. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that line kind of shocked me a little bit. Tennessee, played pretty well on Saturday, whipped South Carolina. They get the UAB Blazers in town with Bill Clark. 9.5-point favorites are the Volunteers against the Blazers. We'll see. I'm interested in this game.
I'm interested, too. Tennessee looked really good the other night. I got to give the guy credit. We ripped on him a lot. They haven't quit on him, and in fact, they seem to have found something. And they have wins left on their schedule. He's taken himself kind of off the hot seat, assuming that he doesn't stumble in a game like this.
Northwestern and Indiana on Saturday. Northwestern hasn't scored a touchdown in forever. Tom Allen going to go to 7-2 with the Hoosiers on Saturday with a win over Northwestern.
Yeah.
7-2.
Yeah. A lot of good people on that staff. Yeah. Kane Womack and happy for those people.
Mm-hmm. A lot of former Ole Miss guys on that staff.
Yep. Kane's a good dude. Done a really good job.
Vanderbilt and South Carolina in Columbia on Saturday. This thing opened at 14. It's now at 14.5. The Gamecocks by 14.5. I can't pick Vanderbilt to cover a game.
No. Can you imagine having to watch that game?
This wouldn't be one you wanted to flip over to.
God, no.
It's at 6:30. It's a night game.
No.
Yeah, if you're in Dubuque and you got to watch Ole Miss or Auburn or Vanderbilt, South Carolina, I at least know where you're flipping.
Yeah, at least Ole Miss has a chance to be quasi-entertaining.
Yeah, and Auburn's good. Yeah. So, okay, I'll dig. Another night game. This might grab some national attention. Game Day still has not announced their location for Saturday.
I know.
SMU undefeated at the Memphis Tigers.
Memphis
6:30
got
on
so
ABC.
Lucky Saturday.
The Tulsa kid shanking the kick.
Man, you're living. Memphis.
Bad Tulsa team.
That's your break. You just got your break.
Tulsa was 2-5 coming into that game.
What will the crowd be? Will it be full?
I don't know. A lot of people think they're going to announce it coming to Memphis, but it's going to be logistic issues because they've got to move a lot of stuff off that Tiger Lane area, and they're trying to get some of that figured out.
They haven't announced anything yet, right?
No, they've announced nothing.
I guess they could go to Jacksonville and set up on the landing pretty easily.
Yeah, but they've already done a ton of Florida games. Like a ton.
Yeah.
I felt like there was one more game that made a lot of sense.
And they could have Florida once again in the SEC championship game with a win.
Do what now?
And they could end up getting Florida again if they go to Atlanta for the SEC championship game.
Yeah, I thought there was one more game that made some sense. But now that I'm looking at it, I'm just not seeing much on the schedule at all.
An LSU-Florida rematch in the SEC championship game is not attractive.
Oh, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
Florida is not overly attractive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they kind of have a workman-like approach.
It's going to be another week away. I tell you where game day is probably going next week.
Yeah.
Guy who's done a heck of a job.
Well, next week they're going to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
What were you going to say, though?
I forgot about that game. Penn State at Minnesota. PJ Fleck undefeated with the Gophers.
Done a heck of a job.
Yeah.
And here's my – so he's – can we do kind of a little full circle here? I'm not saying Ole Miss can get PJ Fleck because it can't. But whenever Ole Miss decides to make a change, he's an example. Everywhere he goes, they win.
The dude at Kansas State.
They win. Find dudes like that and don't get hung up on this.
Find dudes that win. Neil McCready today, there's your AD tip.
Well,
find dudes that win.
You laugh, but for a lot of people, they make it too complicated. I actually would be really good on job searches. I would not be hung up by loyalties. And the other thing that would never even enter my mind is, well, if he wins, he's going to leave. Cool. For him to leave, he's got to win. The Ole Miss coach is never going to become the Ohio State coach by losing at Ole Miss. The Ole Miss coach is going to become the Ohio State coach by winning big at Ole Miss. Nationally big. And if he does that, he's going to leave my program in better shape. And I'll go get the next dude.
Yeah, it's pointed out. I mean, look, Minnesota has played a very soft schedule. They're winning them, though. That's what Minnesota was not doing before PJ.
They're winning
Fleck.
The games. The knock on Matt Luke this year is not, hey, that he didn't beat Alabama. or that he's not going to beat Auburn or LSU. The knock this year is
win the games you're supposed to win.
He didn't beat Missouri, didn't beat Texas A&M.
PJ Fleck is going to go probably 10-2. Because I'm going to give him a win over Iowa. He's going to beat Northwestern. And then he's probably going to lose to Penn State and Wisconsin. 10-2.
Oh, I think they could beat Wisconsin.
They could, but they could also lose to Iowa. Sure, I'm splitting some differences.
Sure.
10-2.
Where's the Iowa game?
It is in Iowa.
What's the date on that?
November 16th.
That's the day Ole Miss plays LSU?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Why?
I don't know. That'd be a fun game to go to.
Really?
I'm totally serious, man. I've been invited to an Iowa game. Tickets, tailgate, the whole deal.
Okay.
That'd be a fun one to go to, Minnesota and Iowa.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Breeze looked really, if we close, we'll do more NFL tomorrow. Breeze looked really good yesterday.
He looked exceptional.
360-something, 370-something, three scores. Still without Alvin Kamara and just got a bye week now.
Didn't have Jared Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
I will say
the Cardinals are average. They're fine.
I do like Kyler Murray. Think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback.
The Athletic, I was reading the Saints stories, but I stumbled across the Cardinals story while I was reading this morning, and they took the interesting angle. I guess not, I mean, it was obvious, but also interesting angle of after the game, Murray walked up to Breeze, and the thing was like, hey, I really enjoyed watching you play. I've been watching you since I was a kid. Like, this was a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And they kind of played off that for the story of that kind of shows you where the Cardinals are right now. Like, they were nowhere near – they're not ready to go win that game in New Orleans. Right. And they were sort of fascinated. First-year head coach, first-year quarterback, dealing with the Superdome for the first time. It was almost kind of a growing learning moment for the Cardinals yesterday.
Yeah.
Of, hey, they're not even really disappointed. They're kind of accepting of what this was in their process, if you will. You know, whereas Breeze is like, hey, you know, just keep it going. You're great, blah, 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 blah. But there was a sort of awe about it a little bit.
But I like that. It made them far more likable for me in their post-game stuff for them to say, hey, you know what? We learned a lot today.
Frankly, it's...
You're not winning the Super Bowl.
We're coming full circle here. It's why even like Saturday is a big game for Ole Miss. They're probably not going and winning the game in Auburn. But if you show well and you do some things on the plains, you go, hey, okay, see, that's a sign that we're progressing.
Yeah.
This made some sense. We scored 22 against that defense.
Yeah.
We blocked Marlon Davidson a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the problem, like we said, is not those games. It's beat A&M, beat Cal, beat Memphis, beat State.
Well, they've lost four games that had they won two of them.
We're
having a completely different conversation.
Six and six, okay.
Well, you know, you're
7-5.
7-5. Chance to do something, a chance to be able to stand up at the end of the year and go, you know, we lost a couple that we wish we had back, and we lost to some teams that, quite frankly, are just better than us right now, but we're getting there. His problem right now, and this is why, man, I feel like it's just, I'm sorry. I know I'm being repetitive. If you're going to stay with him, someone has to come out. Other than him, because Matt's good at a lot of things, but messaging's not one of them. I think messaging inside his program, he's good at it because his kids play hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not great at external. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
Someone needs to do it for him. Hey, we're not even thinking about a change. No. He's recruiting well. We feel good, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying I feel that way. I'm saying that's what PR is needed here. Not going to mouthpieces and getting them to do it for you. Doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We'll hit more of that tomorrow. We'll probably hit a little more NFL tomorrow. Deep dive into that. Some power rankings, schedules, scores, lines, all that kind of stuff. But for today, appreciate it. Check RebelGrove.com. A lot of content there. I'll be back with you again tomorrow.